Sandy, the club's got us a little intrigued. Lachie Neal was supposed to talk this morning, then there's been a meeting and now you're talking. Is there anything going on?
No, not that I'm aware of. I rocked up this morning and got told I was doing the media, so that's as much as I know.
How's pre-season training been going for you, and how does it compare to pre-seasons of the past?
Yeah, look, it's going really good. Obviously, over the last couple of years, we've got 22 new faces, so for us, it's all about improving in each and every training session and, you know, trying to be fit and available for round one. So at the moment, we've got pretty much the majority on the park, and and we're trying to improve in every session.
For you personally, have you done less of a load or more of a load? How has it sort of panned out preparing for your season?
Yeah, look, coming back off the hammy last year, so being monitored pretty closely up until Christmas, and then, which was the plan, and now back into pretty much full footy now. So, yeah, really happy where I'm at. Obviously, still got a bit of time left until round one, but heading in the right direction.
In terms of pre-season, how many games do you expect to play, or is it a bit up in the air at the moment?
Yeah, look, still a little bit up in the air. Obviously, at the moment, it's all about, you know, getting through training. It's pretty, we've gone through a pretty solid block at the moment, so that's been the main focus.
What do you see your role as this year? A lot of people are talking that if, I think even one of the players, David Mundy, may have mentioned, if you get 15 games or so out of Sandy, that's a pretty good season. Do you see your role as playing sort of a 15 games plus helping the rest of the ruckman?
Oh, look, I'm here to put my hand up for every game pretty much. Obviously had a disappointing last couple of years, not been able to be out in the park as much as I would have liked. So, you don't go through a whole pre-season to put your hand up for only 15 games. I'm pretty keen to play as many as I can.
Didn't really get a look at you and Sean Darcy in the same side last year, but you think you guys can play together, no worries, in the same team?
Yeah, look, Sean's developing really well, so at some point that's something we're going to have to look at. And I've got no doubt that at some point we'll get an opportunity together.
Do you think you can both spend a bit more time forward, play that sort of big crash and bash role down there? Could that be something that helps you both fit in the same side?
Yeah, look, if we are both in the same side, obviously we're going to have to spend some time up forward, and you work on those sort of things over pre-season. So, yeah, hopefully at some point we'll get a chance and make it work.
How have you seen his development this summer? Looks like he's sort of muscled up a little bit and trimmed down again.
Yeah, look, he came back in great shape at the start of pre-season, so he's up and about and he's working his way back into full footy at the moment. So, as I've said a lot of times, he's really, really keen to learn as much as he can, and that hasn't changed.
You mentioned you've had a frustrating couple of years. Have you got a bit of a point to prove as the years die down for you and retirement approaches at some stage?
Yeah, look, I don't know if I've got a point to prove, but just, when you don't play as much footy as you like, you realise how much you miss it. And, I know time's coming to an end, so it'd be nice to get as many games as I can in.
Do you think this is it for you this season? Have you gone that far as to...
No, I haven't gone that far yet. Obviously, I'm 35, so time is ticking. But, I'm still enjoying it. And if I can contribute and help develop the young guys, I'm getting a buzz out of that.
Is it, in a strange way, the injuries that you had and the lack of footy in recent years maybe a good thing for this year going in, if you can stay injury-free?
Yeah, I don't know if injuries are a good thing. I think I've had my fair share over the last few years, but look, at the moment it's all about getting fit and ready for round one, and I'm really excited about that.
And what is your plan pre-season game-wise? Would you like to play two? Are you at all thinking about AFLX, as Lee Spur was talking up?
Have I got the speed for it? It's going to be an interesting concept, the AFLX. So, as I said, at the moment, it's all about improving in every session and getting fit. We'll touch base when that gets closer.
And would you like to play both JLTs, or do you think one would be enough?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I haven't thought about that at the moment. We'll touch base with the fitness and coaches and talk about that as it gets closer.
We know Sean Duffy had a little calf, but do you think that'll mean early on you will need to be more ready perhaps?
No, look, Sean's progressing really well, so I don't think he's too far off coming back into 440. And as I said, we've got a pretty healthy list, so we've got a fair amount to choose from.
Do you have an unofficial coaching role there? Because they recruited a few big boys over the off-season as well, so plenty to work with for you.
Yeah, no, well, I've obviously got Simon Eastoy, our ruck coach, but it's exciting to have, young guys in. like Lloyd Meek and Scotty Jones and guys like that, because, you know, the willingness to learn and, you know, if you can pass on as much info as you can to get these guys to develop as quick as they can, you know, I get a buzz out of that.
Have you had your leadership coach, Sandy, as yet?
No, not as yet. I think that will happen in the coming weeks.
And you are keen to stay in that leadership group? I saw you amongst the photo at least last week.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, it's all about passing on as much knowledge as you can to the young guys, whether you're in the leadership group or not. You can still do these things. So, yeah, time will tell.
The club's recruited a couple of elite midfielders. What have you seen from them? Have you been tapping to them much in sort of match sim and stuff like that?
Yeah, look, all the new recruits are shining in training at the moment, to be honest. They've all stepped up, and it's, you know, gets you out of bed in the morning when you get to training and you see the bubbliness of the young guys, and, you know, they're keen as mustard, so it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
And how is Lachie Neal going? Is he all good to go?
Yeah, look, he's working his way back into full footy, so he'll be ready to rumble.